Wisconsin is the next state to pass regulation on wholesaling real estate. Assembly Bill 918 was just enacted into law March 22nd and is effective immediately. Now, this shouldn't come as a shock to you. Just this month, Oregon and Indiana passed regulations, and then Virginia, Iowa, and South Carolina are also right about to do so. Now, I've done videos covering all of these different regulations, and I've also created a guide with a breakdown by city and state. To get that free download, just go to wholesaleregulations.com. Also pin the link in the comments below. Now, fortunately, this law in Wisconsin is not too bad and pretty easy to follow, but you do need to be aware of it and make sure that you comply, because the penalty is a $5,000 fine or 6 months in jail or both, and that's per offense. So pay close attention to this video. The first thing this law does is it provides the definition of a real property wholesaler, which is a person that enters into a purchase agreement as a buyer and intends to assign the person's rights as buyer under the purchase agreement to a third party for consideration. Now, if you've been following my videos on other states that have recently passed regulation, you'll know this is good news for wholesalers, because unlike other states, Wisconsin limits the definition of wholesaling to just the assignment of contract. That means before we even get into the regulation, a simple workaround would be to double close your wholesale deals. Now, double closing avoids an assignment of contract, but it does require you have funding called transactional funding. Now, if this is the route you go, you can use my money to get 100% funding for your deals. To learn how to get your first double closing funded for free, just go to usejerryscash.com to get all the details. But honestly, it's really not that big a deal. The good news is Wisconsin is not requiring you obtain a real estate license like most of the other states. Instead, Wisconsin followed what Arizona did and only mandated you provide proper disclosure to both sellers and cash buyers. With sellers, you have to include in writing in your contract that you are a real property wholesaler. Oddly, it doesn't give any further explanation than that, so this should be easy to comply. In fact, I already do this. My contract already has a clause that discloses I may assign the contract. Section 21 says, seller acknowledges that buyer may assign his or her interest in the purchase of property to a third party end buyer who shall be any party selected at any time by buyer prior to close of escrow and affirmed with a separate written assignment of agreement executed by buyer and end buyer. In the event of an assignment of agreement, seller acknowledges that buyer will collect a fee from end buyer that is separate from the purchase price in the agreement. And by the way, I have the very best wholesaler contracts, and I'll give them to you for free. To get the free download link, just go to wholesalercontracts.com. And what happens if you don't properly disclose? Well, it says the seller may rescind the purchase agreement at any time before the closing without any liability on the seller's part. By providing written notice of rescission to the real property wholesaler, and the seller is entitled to retain any deposits or option fees paid by the real property wholesaler in connection with the transaction. Now, the next part of this law is pointless and ridiculous, but you have to disclose in writing to your cash buyer that you are a real property wholesaler and that you're assigning your equitable interest in the contract. I mean, how do you not disclose to a cash buyer that you're a wholesaler when you sign an assignment of contract? I've never heard of a cash buyer not understanding what an assignment of contract is. But to comply with Wisconsin, make sure you disclose in your assignment agreement that you are a real property wholesaler. And if you don't, it says the assignee, who is the cash buyer, may rescind the assignment of the purchase agreement at any time before the closing without any liability on the assignee's part by providing written notice of rescission to the real property wholesaler, and the assignee is entitled to the return of any deposits or option fees paid by the assignee in connection with the transaction. So, like I said, this new regulation is easy to comply with, and luckily for Wisconsin wholesalers, you don't need a real estate license, but regulation is sweeping across America, and I'd like to ask for your support. I started a National Association of Wholesalers. The goal is to become unified as an industry, raise the bar for wholesaling ethics, bring awareness to the services we provide for sellers and communities, have a seat at the table with legislators, and fight to prevent and overturn unconstitutional laws that are being passed. Now, aside from just getting the association formed and started, I haven't done much else because I need more support. So if you're interested in learning more, pledging your support, and joining in the cause, go to nrewa.org and ask to join the mailing list, and I'll see you on the next video.